Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 179. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 179. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great episode for a number of different reasons, and I'm going to tell you why in just a second. But if you've ever listened to our podcast, my podcast, and you're enjoying it, we always love support. We always love the five-star reviews. This actually helps others find the podcast, believe it or not. Clearly, everyone looks for highly ranked podcasts, right? Am I right? When you go on to the podcast, I listen to a lot of podcasts. You probably listen to other podcasts. When you see highly ranked podcasts, you're like, oh, I'll probably check this out. So you can actually help others find this podcast and spread the gift of music by ranking our podcast and giving us a five-star review. And we always really, really appreciate that. My ultimate goal, ambitious, I know, is to get 1,000 five-star reviews. Now we're, you know, we got a ways to go. But you know what? Doesn't mean it's not accomplishable. Okay. Just got to take baby steps. So everyone out there, if you could help us out and do that, you don't have to write a review. Just click, you know, just go five-star reviews. That's it. That'd be great. That helps others find the podcast and it helps people learn jazz piano by listening to this podcast. It's completely free. It's free, right? We're just spreading the gift of music to as many people as possible. So thank you for being here. I'm using some new technology today, which is awesome. Before, I had multiple computers. Like, I was using my laptop with a desktop and like all these different configurations and stuff. But now I got this Mac Mini, which is great. And I have, I'm using Adobe Audition to record. And I have my MIDI on my other monitor. And it's fantastic. It's awesome. So I don't have all these different things. I'm doing everything with one. It makes me happy. Okay. And, you know, I just like to talk about that. So, this is the podcast. This is the Jazz Piano School podcast. I'm Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. On the podcast, I like to talk to you guys. I like to interact with you guys, tell you guys what's going on. It's more, you know, giving you updates, talking about Jazz Piano School and, what we're doing, you know, and just having a fun time, having some conversation, you know. Granted, it's one-sided, but I always respond to emails. So if you ever want to email in, let me know what you thought. That's always great too. If you enjoyed it, if you didn't, just tell me if you enjoyed it though. Don't tell me if you didn't. Just kidding. You can always tell me both. But if you're just looking for the lessons, we do offer a cut video of that on our YouTube channel, which you should definitely check out, because we just do the lesson videos. And those are on our website, actually, and they're on YouTube. But for more of a lengthy, in-depth audio version, this podcast is great. If you're in a long car ride, you can listen to me blab away, flap my gums in the wind, you know, and, you know, just enjoy the car ride. Enjoy a little bit of music, some lessons. It's great. My phone is like blowing up in my pocket right now, and it's very distracting. Anyway, so we're doing some great things right now. And the reason I'm excited for this lesson is because we're going to be starting on our 2020 New Year's resolution goals and requests from members, paying members and non-paying members as well. So I wanted to do this for everybody, not just our paying members. Jazz Piano School is currently closed to memberships at the moment. And we open up, we're going to start opening up twice a year. Now, we were always open, and I didn't want to do that anymore because I really wanted to focus on upgrading the website. I wanted to focus on the members. I just did a live Q&A, which was really, really fantastic. And we're going to start doing many more of those so that the members can have live lessons and they can ask questions about, you know, all the content inside, any nagging problems. And it seemed to go really, really well. So I like that. And we're going to post the replays for people. People can can look at that, and it's just great. I love it. My other educators, we have other Jazz Piano School educators on the Jazz Piano School staff besides myself. I can't do it all. I got to put out fires. I got to respond to questions, respond to emails, make content. Oh, man, if you even saw the list of stuff I got to do, right? So it's hard. It's hard running a business. So my other educators, that's hard to say, they help me, they pick up the slack, right? They're fantastic, all college grad educators in piano performance, jazz piano performance from New York, incredible, incredible places. So they do a great job helping out and educating and creating materials and things like that when we need them. So today's episode is going to be on creating a simple process for solo piano. Now, Don Dasher, hopefully hears this, and he asked for this. So this was one of his New Year's resolutions. Now, we have a lot of these. So myself, Sterling, Trent, we're going to be going through these and just checking them off, each person's request. We're going to be literally going down the list and creating free lesson for everyone who's posted on our website what they want. And so if you want to go there right now and do that, we're probably going to be closing it down soon, the posts, stopping the comments, because otherwise it's just going to keep going. We'll probably do this every year because it's awesome. I love it. But he asked for a simple way to approach solo piano. That's great. It's a great question. So if you're new to Jazz Piano School, definitely go check out the website. I've rearranged a lot of the content. We're doing a lot of revamps on the website, so you can easily search through all the content, and it's great. We're organizing the podcast right now, so that's not quite ready yet, but Lick of the Week's ready. The blog's going to be ready soon. You can search for any artists you want in the Lick of the Week, the podcast. This is podcast 179, 179 free jazz piano lessons available to you. Isn't that incredible? It's amazing. Like live private lessons. Like this is gold. You know what I mean? And, again, I'm just trying to, you know, leave a dent on the jazz piano education world and helping as many people as possible learn this great music through my approach, which is a system that I created, and used myself, which is highly structured, highly organized curriculum, that uses and follows this thing I called theory sequence. But again, if you get on our mailing list or you download any of the materials, you'll get a training on that, a 3-video training, which is really, really awesome and explains everything we do, gives you a lot of free resources. So I highly recommend jumping on the email list. You can download any of our podcast materials and you'll actually be put on the list and you'll get, excuse me, you'll get access to that 3-video training. My voice is going clearly because of the live lesson I just gave. So bear with me. But anyway, with that being said, let's dive right into this lesson. Here we go. So Don, here we go. This is going to be your simple approach to jazz piano in less than 10 minutes. Now, when we have a melody, let's say we have a melody like All the Things You Are, and I only need to demonstrate this in the first 4 bars. The very first 4 bars is super easy. We have an F minor 7, going to B flat minor 7, going to E flat 7, going to A flat major 7. The way to simplify your approach to solo piano is this. There's 3 things that you always want in your solo piano arrangement. Number 1, the melody. Super, super easy, right? You probably know that already. Number 2, bass notes. Right? Now, bass notes are essential. They're crucial to the tune because they have the underlying they have the underlying bass and foundation to the harmony, right? Those low bass notes, right? Okay. And that's for any tune. Now, you should be able to play the melody by itself with your bass notes. Right? And you should be able to do that for all tunes. write any tune that you want. Playing the melody with the bass notes is a crucial, crucial step to learning tunes, okay? And I had a lesson one time. My teacher said, okay, great, you can do it at that tempo. Let's go to, and I thought he was going to be like 220. He was like, no, let's go to 70 BPM. And you know what? I screwed up when we went slower. And I was like, what? How is this possible, right? I had it at 120 perfectly, and I screwed up playing at 70. So, moral of the story, make sure you're changing tempos. You're changing different types of tempos, everything and in between, because you'll be surprised. Change up the style, Latin, bossa, jazz, funk, whatever it is, and just do the same exact exercise, right? Super slow. Right? Super, super slow. So that's the first thing you want to do. Now, your approach to solo piano after this, the third thing we need is going to be shells. We want our shells at all time because they distinctly characterize the quality of the chord. What do I mean by that? Well, if we have a C minor 7, my shells are my 3rd and 7 of the chord. Now, if I change one of these, it's going to change the entire chord. Right? That's a C dominant chord. This is a C minor chord. Right? C minor 7. So the shells are extremely, extremely important to build the texture, build the sound of whatever you're playing. So where do we add our shells? That's the first thing that you're going to be asking. Now, the easiest, now you asked for the simplest approach, right? What's a simple approach to solo piano? The easiest way to start doing this is to add your shells in your right hand underneath your melody, okay? Now, there's two things you need to know here. When the melody is a shell note, for example, in this F minor 7 chord, my melody is the 3rd. I do not need another 3rd. I only need to add the 7. You hear that? That's okay. That's qualifying, right, our 3-step process. We now have the shells in the bass note. We got everything we need to move on to the next harmonization. Now, obviously, it's not jazz, quote unquote, like what is jazz, but it's not giving you the jazz sound you're probably looking for, right? But we'll get to that in a second. So your next step is you want to be able to play through your tune doing that, harmonizing with your shells. Now, if your melody note is not a shell note, unfortunately, in the example I'm giving you, each note there is a shell. Let me, so for example, if I were a bell, right, our melody is in the 9. So in this case, all we need to do is harmonize our shells underneath the melody. So 3-7 for our G7, melody on top, right? So if the melody is not a shell note, all you do is simply add the shells below the melody. Body and Soul, right? You have your melody note, right? So here you'd have this, right? So my shells for my E flat minor 7 is 3 and flat 7 here. So G flat and D flat. And here's my melody note. On my B flat 7 chord, I have A flat and D. Okay, B flat in the bass, melody on top. Right? Now my melody is the 5. So again, I'd add my shells below my 5. This process is going to sound better than the majority of what most people can play. Like, beginning students actually rarely have, they struggle to get this because of the overwhelming amount of information out there. People watching YouTube videos saying you got to add in all these extensions, you know, to play melodies and things like that. You don't have to do that, right? This is the most simple process to approaching solo piano you could ever take, all right? So actually, your goal, Don, and anyone else listening, should be to master this approach and be able to play all tunes in any tune using this 3-step process. Bass notes, melody on top, shells harmonized underneath the melody. That's it. That's it. And it'll sound gorgeous. In My Romance, right? right here. So My Romance is another beautiful, beautiful tune that you can take and use this system to create a beautiful arrangement. Right? So melody, shells. That's it. It's so simple. Melody, shells. Right? Now the changes move here without the melody moving, so all you need to do is just play the shells with your new bass note, whatever chord that is. In this case, it's a C minor. Right? So I play my shells and my C minor, or C in the bass. Then I have my new melody up to my D minor. Now, in this case, my melody is a shell, right? It's the third of my D minor 7. So all I need to do is add in the 7. Right? Now, here, I'm adding my third and 7 for my diminished chord. And again, my melody note is the B flat, which is the 7 of my C minor 7. And then my chord moves first, and then my melody. You see that? Isn't that crazy? Like, it's just, you can use the most simple thing possible, and it'll provide the most gorgeous arrangement, right? And then if I, watch this, if I lower my bass notes, check out the full, rich lushness that you get. I'm not going to keep going, but just using this process, trust me, you're going to be well on the road to creating beautiful, beautiful solo piano arrangements. Now, jazz piano, as I was covering in my live lesson with all the Jazz Piano School members, is like a hierarchy. It's like a tree, a family tree, you know? Within each category, there's subcategories. So solo piano, right, is a category, and then you have subcategories. So the way you approach a ballad or an arrangement in playing solo piano is different than the way you approach a medium swing tune, that is different than the way you approach a fast swing tune. The reason being is that in a slow ballad, you have more time to harmonize. If something's going by quick, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? I don't have that much time. I don't have a lot of time to do stuff, right? That's a completely different solo piano approach to what I'm showing you right now. Like, you can't just take this. It's not really cookie cutter, but this is more to kind of get a sense of the melodies, the shells, and making pretty arrangements in a slow process, okay? I want you guys to understand that, but it does work, right? And it's still the same when you do speed up the tempo, but just a little different. Excuse me. Because things are moving by so fast. I'm not going to get into that in this episode, but be conscious of that, okay? So the next thing you can do before I let you guys go, when you add your shells, let's say to all the things you are, you can double your shells to create thickness, okay? So what does that mean? In my first measure, instead of just adding this E flat here, I can double my third. Listen to the difference there between this and this. Now watch when I change my bass note and make it super low on the piano. Right? Completely different texture there as well. Now I'll double my third again for the next measure. Instead of just this, watch this. We got this. It's already a completely different sound, just doubling the octave of my shell. Now that's only when the melody is a shell note. When the melody is not a shell note, you don't have to do that. Like, because you'll already have your shells underneath. Right? You see that? So let's do it for My Romance. So the melody here is not a shell note. Right, so we don't need to double it, but we could double the melody down here if we want to. That would make it a little bit more thick too. Now here, I doubled the melody, so I have E flat, the third, 7-3. That already creates a thicker sound. I'm just doubling one of the shells, right? Now again, the melody is a shell here, so I'll double that. Now here, the melody is not a shell, right? So I have my shells underneath, okay? So I won't double that. The melody here is a shell note. It's the 7, so I'll double there. No double here because the melody is a shell. But again, if you want to double the melody, you could do that here. And that's just a full rootless voicing. I'm kind of getting my head ahead of myself there. Okay, you see that? But let me put that together for you so you can see what that sounds like, right? So the richness, do you see that? Like that's incredible. That's an amazing process right there. Now, I'm going to up the game just one more level for you advanced players. And automatically, the next step you can jump to, you can take this simple process and go to a super high advanced level. How do we do that? Extensions. Color tones, right? We can start to add extensions in our arrangement already. Now, there's situational things that I'm not going to talk about right now. I'm just going to make it pretty easy for you. So, in all the things you are, you need to know the extensions available on chords. If you don't, this isn't really going to make sense, but your minor extensions you have available, right? Your dominant extensions and your major extensions. I'm not going to go through them all right now, but I'll just kind of pick them out for you so you can see. On our minor chord, this is what we have for all the things you are. I'm going to add the 11. Right? Maybe I'll add the 13 here on the next chord. It's kind of different, right? I could add the 9. That sounds cool. I like that. Sorry. So here's from the beginning. So I'm doubling my shells and I'm adding the 11. One note, when you go to add your extensions, you don't have to double the shells anymore. You can pick or choose. It's completely up to you. So I chose to double the third again. I'm adding the 11. I'm not going to double my third now. On the next one, I'm going to add the 9. I love that. Oh, that's gorgeous. You get this clash of the half step and whole, the half step here with the 7 in the middle. So gorgeous. I could add the 11 here. That's super pretty too. All this is so pretty, right? Now here, right, here's my 7. Maybe I'll add the sharp 11 here. That's a little out, right? We can try a different one. We can try the 9 here. Right, 9 in my 4th finger. We can try flat 9. Flat 9 right here, right? So again, here are my shells. The melody is a shell. All I'm doing is adding the flat 9. See that? We could add the 13. Sounds a little funky there. Could add the flat 13. Kind of like that, right? It's up to you. This is the advanced level. You can immediately start to take your arrangements. And again, if you double that melody note, which happens to be a shell, you add the 13. Sounds pretty good. You could also add the flat 9 right here, the 4th finger, the E natural, right? So here we go. Here's my arrangement. Gorgeous. Oh, I love that voicing. So pretty. So pretty. 9 on the bottom, shells on top, right? Flat 9. Now here, right? So here, the melody note is a shell, right? I'm adding my third here. Now what can I add here? I'm on my major 7 chord. I'm going to add my sharp 11. I could add my sharp 5. Love that. I could add both. Oh, that's pretty. That is pretty. If I double the 7 here too, it sounds very nice. So sharp 11, flat 13, essentially, or sharp 5, whatever you want to call it. That's really nice. That's really nice. Or I could just add the 9. Just make it simple and pretty, right? Listen to that. That's beautiful. Just like that, the natural 9 on the bottom. Okay? Now, I did talk about your color tone, excuse me, your chord tones, the 5s, right? Your 5s are doubling of the chord tones, but you can definitely add those in to thicken up the sound. And that's going to be before you start to add extension. So immediately I jumped from your shells, doubling of your shells, to adding color tones. But there's a step in there I didn't talk about. To thicken up your sound, you can add your 5s and double other notes, maybe in your left hand. So you can add the 7, maybe add the 7 here or the 1 again, like an octave, or the 5 down here, right? 1, 5, 1, 3, 5, shells, right? So let's say I want to thicken up this voicing here, right? I could do that. Could do that. Add the 11. I'm doubling the 7. So again, there's a step in between shells and colors or extensions. It's adding chord tones, roots, fifths, thirds, and sevenths to thicken up your sound, okay? Let's go to My Romance, and then we'll I'll let you guys go. Right here, I can add the 9. Okay, I can add the 13 down here if I want. That sounds gorgeous. I love that, right? With that G there. Why does it sound... Oh, okay, I had my keyboard on hall. Super echoey. There we go. And then maybe here, right again, I just have my shells. This is a chord by all by itself. So when this happens in your solo piano process, when you have a chord all by itself with no melody, sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want here. I can voice this however I want. I could do this. 1, 3, 11, 5, 13, 7, 3. Right? I added the 13 there, so let me take this. So here's my shells. I'll add the 5, I'll double the 3, so remember chord tones first, and then I'll add my 13 here. Okay, you see that? Or you could do this way, right? What else could we do? Right, sorry. Right, so here we can add the 9 up here if you want. That sounds pretty. You could add the 11 down here. That sounds super pretty as well. Whatever you want to do, you see, that's the next step to take it to creating the jazz atmosphere sound that you actually hear, right? And you want to create. Now, speed and efficiency, that's a whole nother ballgame, right? But this process that I'm teaching you, I call the 7-step solo piano arranging process. This is actually a specialty course of one of ours called the Solo Piano System. and it's also taught in our main course curriculum, Success Path, in our lab area as well. But this is a very simple process that you can use to create beautiful, beautiful solo piano arrangements, even if you don't know color extensions. Just stick with the melody and shells, right? Doubling the shells. Right? That's all you need. That's all you need, right? To create beautiful, beautiful arrangements, okay? Hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll talk to you soon.